So you are in São Paulo?
Yes.
And it's quite a busy city at the moment?
Yes, it's always a busy city.
But what with the football, and not just the football, but also some protests we hear?
You know, it's interesting because before it started there was some protest. Now that started there is a little. But it's a kind of... Most of the people that even didn't want the World Cup here just started and went into it. I don't think that it's exactly because of the entertainment, but it's a kind of...
Mass hysteria?
No, no. I think it's... You know, people came from abroad, so it's almost like, okay, let's give them the best we have.
Okay.
It's a kind of good feeling in the air. Not that hysteria regarding football, but a kind of, okay, let's have a good time until it ended, and then we go back to the problems.
Uh-huh.
I think it's something like this. Of course, if Brazil lose a game or don't go to the other, to the next step, maybe you get some people...
Who will go back to the process.
But yes, but just now I think you have the idea, the little idea of paradise in some ways. There are some protests, but not so much and not with many people.
But what about people who lost their houses? We heard a lot about that. I don't think they are feeling so very festive.
No, probably not, of course not. And if you get people, you know, if you talk with people, they would say it's a mess what had been happened here. But now is the time of it. Let's suspend everything, you know. It's a kind of, for me, it's a kind of magic what happened, you know. Because I don't see people forgetting what they are fighting for, but it's a kind of suspension.
Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what the government was calling for. I heard that the government was calling for that, was asking...
You know, it's, I don't think it depends on the government. This is why it permits a kind of magical. It has nothing to do with the government in some ways. One thing you have to say, it's well organized until now. There's no problems in terms of organization, so it's running smooth, you know? So you are not having a lot of problems with the people here or with the, I don't know, transport or anything like that. But I think that the main thing, it's like when you give a party, you know? Some people are sad, some people are not in the best conditions, but then the party starts and... This is very local, you know.
Mm-hmm. And is it the same in the other cities? Because you are in São Paulo, but there are other cities.
São Paulo is one of the most hard towns, you know. It's not the hardest. So it's like that here. You can imagine the other places. But you know, I had this feeling that this would happen. And I think a lot of people had also. And it's interesting because you had before the World Cup start a kind of campaign even in Europe saying, hey, be careful, dangerous place, and blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah.
Exactly.
And it's not being nothing like that, you know.
Well, I don't think anybody was expecting to be attacked as a foreigner by Brazilians. Not that, but...
No, but Robert, you know. I think people were afraid of being robbed, and I think it happens here. You can be robbed.
Yes, you can be robbed here too. I mean, you don't need to go to Brazil.
I know, but it's funny because I told that to some people at this time, and they were like, no, but here is... There was a strong sense of negativism before the World Cup start here.
I think mainly because people were afraid to get caught up in violent clashes between the police and protesters.
This could be, but not exactly, you know. I think it was more It's interesting because it's not logical. And this, I think, it's what makes very interesting and surprising, you know?
But you don't think the robberies are real? Because one of my colleagues here hands me a note that says that 330 Belgians have been robbed in 1 week.
Oh.
In Brazil, Louis? Yes.
Now?
Apparently. And it's not a satirical site? You are sure that it... No. He says no. What's the source, Louis?
Binnenlandse Zaken.
Ah, our local ministry of... But I know they are very... I mean, they easily cry wolf. Huh. Anyhow.
Okay. No, this may happen here. This is, you know, you can be robbed, but...
Anyhow.
You can be robbed even by gun, you know, so it's more, it can be dangerous. But until now, we don't have anyone news of this kind of robber with violence, you know.
But anyhow, I don't think that's a very interesting aspect of the World Cup. I was interested in the social protest. And so you say that now it's all subdued, and do you expect anything to happen after the World Cup? I mean, what about again?
I think yes, like the last year, because then we're going to have the presidential elections. And you can expect a lot of arguments between people, and I think that's a kind of mass campaign. So it's just a suspended point now, you know? You have everything back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's time of changings, and people are demanding things. And I think what happened in Brazil also, it's a kind of polarization that happened in the United States between Republicans and Democrats. Now you have against and for the government, for PT, you know, PT. And I think this was brought by them, by kind of advisors from the United States, you know, because it's quite the same, and it's a kind of radicalism among people, which I don't think is good, because it's passionate, it's not intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what happened last year in June, when people mm-hmm. went to the streets, I think this was really good, because it was from the people. It was not organized by syndicates, not by parties, not by government, not by people against the government. It was a kind of enough, all of that. And this was really strong.
And did it get any results?
The reason was too much.
No, not the reason, but the result.
Ah, the result. They got the little result, which was 20 cents. This was very little. But I think that people woke up, even for 1 week, you know. They were really, really surprised by the organization of the people, by the capacity of them to go out and not be violent. This was strong. But then, a lot of different interests tried to take for them, you know, try to use this, and then disappear,
mm-hmm.
you know, became empty. But the ones that were organized, but what they call the free ride movement, yes, that because this movement, they were not against the up of the prices, but also that you have to be free. The bus, the transport by bus and metro could be free.
Mm-hmm.
And they are young people, and very well structured, very well organized, and good heads. They really are smart. And I think this is where came the good of the movement, you know, because they were young, very well prepared, and demanding very specific things, and catch the people. People felt like too much coming from the politicians. Can be right, can be left, too much. And I think this was a strong movement.
But it didn't change anything.
I don't think, you know, some things changed. But to change really all the system, this is really, really a task, you know, because this is a world thing, it's not a Brazilian thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have the concentration of the money, you have dirty food, dirty water, you have so much problems in any society today. Can be more rich, can be more poor. Of course, in the poorest societies, it is even worse. But the system is not working. You don't get on the system people developing a good quality of life, you know, a good quality of education, of health, of nothing like that.
Well, maybe the system is working, but it's just not meant to provide those things. It's just meant to provide football, and then everybody is fascinated.
You know, I don't think the football, this is what's surprising, you know. I don't think football will make people forget what happened. There is a second thing on this.
So you think it's just temporary now that people...
Yes, I think so. I think so. It's just temporary. It's just a relief for 1 month.
Have people come from abroad to join the protests?
I don't think so. Even the protests that are happening are usually 300 people, 400 people. And you know, if you walk around the streets here, you know, if you go to the center or the places people would may go, it's all party and bringing everybody together. Colombians, Belgians, French people, African people, Latin American people, drinking beer, having a good time. This is what... You can have a process with 300, 400, and then you have 100,000 people gathering around, you know, having fun. So I don't think it's the moment now for that.
Okay. So then, I was just going to say we will call you back afterwards, but Luis Munoz still has a question for you.
Okay.
During the history, there were a lot of big sporting events like rugby or the World Cup that were used by governments to make their people fall in sleep, and let's all share with our national team now, and let's all be happy with our national colors. So if Brazil becomes world champion, I don't think that they that the government is going to say, look, we are all Brazilians and don't spoil the party now. Aren't you afraid that you will put yourself to sleep by the joy of football?
You know, this is interesting because I just saw a research that the year that Brazil won the World Cup, there was a change of government. So the year Lula was elected, 2002, Brazil was a world champion.
Mm-hmm.
2006, it's lost and Lula was re-elected.
Mm-hmm.
So
you are saying... You are going to have elections now, and apparently, if you win the championship or not, is going to be a major influence in those elections.
No, it don't seem to have, because also in 58 there was a change. 62, sorry, Juscelino, who was a good president, he lost in 62, and Brazil was champion. So, really, it's for me was a kind of surprise, but this. Don't really have to keep people, of course, the system, you know, but one thing that I was going to tell that I didn't is that what really also struck people was the realize what FIFA is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of, it's not serious people.
Because they, I heard about a law involving alcohol in the national stadiums, I think.
Yes, it happened. You can imagine things like that.
Oh, but there will be more like this coming because you are having the Olympic Summer Games in 2017.
Yeah, you know, in Rio, yes, it can happen. But people, you know, it's like they say, when you're going to eat some food, if you see how they were made, you lost the interest. You know, you don't want to eat it. So this happened with the World Cup. When people saw how the dealings are made, how the sponsorship has such a heavy influence in the decisions. I don't know if you know that, but Brazil chose a black couple to pre- represent the choose of the state for each group, you know. And FIFA rejects. They wanted a white couple.
Mm-hmm.
So things like these were like, you know, it's really... So I think that people saw how it works. And all these, the beer inside the stadiums, you cannot sell this. Even the music, which is such a strong thing for Brazilians, you know, to have Jennifer Lopez and that guy opening and not a Brazilian mm-hmm. artist and not Brazilian music was, you know, was a kind of mm-hmm. shit, you know, this is horrible. So it's not about that. People are aware of what's going on, or this is a franchising, this is not a dreamy event. People are not being, you know, most of the people knows what's going on. It's another thing, you know. It's like everybody decided to just give a time. We are receiving people from all over the world. Okay, just wait a little. But it's not a fantasy for a lot of people. It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for a lot can be, of course, but for a lot it's not. It's just, okay, started, okay, let it go. And
we'll see afterwards. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. I think this is the feeling.